Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here.
Welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Rebecca Bree. I have Jeff Boyens in the house with us. I'm so excited for you to be here. He is the founder and CEO of Evolution Nutrition and Daily Nourish, where he has created different softwares and applications to help people with meal planning and macro tracking, calorie tracking, getting nutrients in. We had sat down for an awesome lunch together talking about the shift in how the product completely changed the way it gives people a different purpose of getting to a better physique through their mindset and how that has influenced you from personal circumstances that have changed your outcome in your business as you've developed as an individual. So I'm so welcome to have you here.
I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I know the impact of other people's journeys on my life in terms of sharing and connecting. And so I'm happy to do that.
Awesome. We met at Fit Athletic. I know this was years ago, right before the pandemic. I worked there. You were working out there and saw your journey, saw a lot as you were working on yourself. And I feel like around that time was a big transparency into what you had going on with business and professional changes. So let's talk about Evolution Nutrition at the time, how you now have switched over to Daily Nourish and where life has taken you, especially in the last couple of years.
Wonderful. I think that's a great plan. Evolution Nutrition is a journey and it's been a very good journey. I'm not sharing journey in the reference of both of being completely positive. It's been
proud of the journey that we've gone on, and one of the most important
journey in business that I found is connecting
in the relationships that you form, because nobody gets success by themselves. And so when you connect with people that can support you and your vision and your business, then that's what really supports and helps it. That's been the biggest difference my professional career.
With Evolution, it's the same as
connecting and supporting the people that I do aligned with the vision that I had and the journey that I wanted for the company. It's completely different than what it was 8 years ago, 10 years ago when they first started. So that is one of the biggest key elements of business and life.
Actually, nutrition.
You hear the quote, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. People roll their eyes, but it's more true than people actually think, because it's not where you're going because you change tomorrow. You don't switch to change at any point in time.
No control
over it sometimes, but your journey and how you
approach your life in the present moment
in terms of connecting and honoring and respecting the moment
in the present is what truly will shape your life. And what we connected with most importantly was finding the mission element
with regards to nutrition and bettering people's lives.
Now, a decade ago,
the life that I was looking at improving and everything was professionals. I was in the industry. I knew a lot about nutrition and services. And
so it was those professionals that we had initially the vision to support and to help. And we'd still do it. It was a nutrition.
So we're a business to business software. So our software enables trainers,
health coaches, nutrition coaches, whatever it is, to have a better connection through technology with their clients in terms of what journey should I be on in order to achieve my goals. And because of connection, we really began focusing and servicing the end customer, the end client, because we knew that if we could serve the end customer,
the end client, the best, we were helping the business.
And transitioned
our entire focus in terms of what does the person need on their journey. And then evolved toward moving into Daily Earth, which is
the consumer application that we just launched. So
it's been a dream. And like I said, the destination has changed. But honoring and respecting and staying true to the principles that I know that I want to be a part of with the company is what I attribute to our success today.
Like laughing right now, because I actually have used your services without knowing who you were prior. And when I was using services for this connected student software, where I am actually still currently a coaching platform where I train, find, give him nutritional guidance. And this is really cool to see that it hasn't just been a journey, but look at the actual title of your brand, Evolution Nutrition, and an evolution and constantly continuing to evolve.
Absolutely. Well, you have to, life changes, purpose changes, and you have to be able to evolve.
And when you're starting a business, you immediately start
to think of tangible things that you can connect with in terms of what do I want the logo to be? What do I want the brand to be? Software planned out. And then I took a step back and
a decade ago, thinking about all the different names that are in the fitness industry and nutrition. And everything.
I was sitting in a park and I was thinking about nutrition and health in our lives and the
journey. Just started thinking about change. And then my mind just became connected with the word evolution. And evolution is change that adapts a person to
better their life and better their survival or whatever it is.
And I couldn't think of a better word, because it's not just about person or the nutrition.
It's the customer that we're supporting, the business that we're supporting. We're helping them evolve to their business because it's self-development.
So I'm eating better or whatever, but it's about improving lives. So that was a joke from the beginning.
I said I wanted to have an impact on people's lives. I wanted to help professionals. I wanted to help clients and my directors and everything. We're
joking, because sometimes I would just say, I don't care about making money. I'm just going to help people's lives. And it's not the best thing, obviously, with regards to business, but that's so true to me.
Our path of the journey in terms of how we can make the most positive impact in someone's life. It started with professionals, and it's still with professionals, but now we focus our efforts towards the larger group, which is consumers and people, because they're the ones that are influenced by people, friends, whatever it is.
And the foundations of nutrition and health,
they haven't changed. They will never change. And it's just breaking through to the communication and connection with the person to help
their life and
help them understand how simple nutrition can be. And we can get into that in a little bit.
What inspired this beginning, the actual evolution of nutrition for you? Because I've known you to have a background with music, and this is completely different. And I'm glad that you took this path as well.
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning, the destinations change, journeys don't. In high school, thinking I was going to become a nutrition software owner or nutrition connoisseur with fitness or nutrition. But my focus and love was music when I was 11 years old. That was my entire life in high school, being the planner that I might have my life planned out. I have to know where I'm going. I was going to go to the University of North Florida, major in music, get a scholarship. I was going to become a professional musician and teach at the local high school or college and then play gigs. Literally at 16, 17 years old, I had my entire life planned out. When I was 17, when I was a senior in high school, there was a single moment that truly just changed my life. It was in November, senior high school, and I was in a very bad accident. I was traveling on the road. We live in Florida. It had just stopped raining, and there were puddles on the ground, and I was going across a drawbridge, and I changed lanes and shifted gears at the same time, and that spun my wheels out. And then when I hit the concrete, I actually was launched into the oncoming traffic. And then I got hit on the passenger side door by somebody that was going a normal speed of 30 to 35 miles an hour, but it was that hit the passenger door into the center console. And then my head hit the door pretty hard. Everything I'm telling you is from what I read from reports or heard from doctors or heard from my family, because there's a period in where I don't remember because I had a head injury. And
this is all
recalling what people have told me about the incident. My first memory. I went from the car accident, and I was in a coma for almost a week. And when I came to, I was suffering from the traumatic brain injury, which affected short-term memory and also muscle control. So beginning stages of my rehab and recovery were fun.
Reborn, and I had to learn all these things that you take for granted throughout the day, just sit up in the chair and walk and everything. And I had to actually go through my process to reteach my body and my brain. And when I was out of the recovery, I wasn't able to live on my own, so I wasn't able to go to college. So I stayed healing myself, playing music. Like, it was in the healing process that I really became connected with fitness and nutrition specifically. From there, over the course of about a year after the accident, I had this epiphany. I had this realization of where my destination to go. And it was still music to a certain extent, but if I want to be committed and dedicated to nutrition and health. No idea what that meant or what path I was going to go on, how my destinations and everything have changed over the years. I've always stayed true and committed to knowing what's in my heart in the present moment in my journey. I wanted to provide myself with the best education that I could with regards to my nutrition and exercise physiology. Those are the two fields I want to go in. And from that, I found San Diego State University, one of the strongest dual master's programs in health physiology and nutrition. And I knew that's where I wanted to go. When I was 20 years old, I didn't have any math worth, I didn't have anything. I wanted to learn everything, just stay true to my heart and follow the path that I knew that was intended for me. Throughout my college and throughout my graduate studies, I was always connected to nutrition and helping people, helping businesses, whatever it is, and needing just a natural entrepreneur. I never saw myself working for something. I had no idea what I was doing. I was still just doing it. I got through graduate school and was fortunate enough, because In every graduate program, you have to do a graduate thesis. So you have to do a clinical study and research. And I was fortunate enough to get the approval from my department to test this vision and this opportunity that I had with regards to nutrition. And this was over a decade ago. Fine, nutrition and technology were both accelerating pretty fast, but they were accelerating independently. But software and nutrition, they weren't really aligned. And so I saw the missing link, I saw the connection, the value that could have. And I went to my graduate professors and I said, I want to test the study on the research. And I was very fortunate not to have their support, because a lot of research, you just do what you're told, and people do what's in your heart and the positive. I was actually able to test that theory, and it did very good. I recruited certain condition coaches, I had online surveys, software developed initially, and I finished my graduate work and my diplomas, this mission, this opportunity. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea where I'm going to go, but I'm going to keep the faith, and I'm going to keep, and I'm going to trust in faith in that the journey is going to take me to some destination that is going to be very good for my life. I was fortunate enough to get the University of San Diego to teach exercise physiology initially. But then I was able to convince the department, because they didn't have any nutrition course there. I was very passionate about that. Obviously, I had this love of teaching, and I wanted to develop, and I wanted to create a curriculum for college students. And I was working off the home support of the department, and I created the first nutrition course at the University of San Diego that allowed me to, one, have this medium with which I have this knowledge with regards to nutrition, and I'm sharing it, and I'm teaching people. I'm seeing how they're absorbing it and utilizing it in their steps. So for 10 years, I was teaching physiology. I was teaching nutrition. At the same time, I was starting to build the concepts of evolution nutrition as a business. And as a business, it's what's called software as a service. So it's a SaaS model. So you're building a software to provide a service. And that service is the professionals in their businesses, but you're providing a service to their clients to help their business. At the end, we're actually servicing the client. Obviously, the journey from where my life changed and shifted and through the years, which allowed me to develop, I'm just grateful and love the journey, and I love the path, and I love sharing my journey with others. Because a lot of times I think we get disconnected from other people, and we get disconnected from people's true journeys and their paths, and maybe just the relief. And thank you for allowing me to share this and having this opportunity. It's just the start. Every phase of my life, my professional, my personal, anything like that, it's the start of a new journey. It's the start of new, well, what are my goals in front of me? And there is no finish line.
Having known a lot of people have very similar stories. Something, I don't know if you know this, but I connect with you now on a deeper level because I have been through a very traumatic where I was in my dump driver and on a similar story where I wanted to be an elementary school teacher and I transitioned into the health and fitness world, having gone through my own healing journey. I feel like a lot of people have that similar, maybe a prior injury or some sort of traumatic incident that happened and changed their trajectory of where they were going in your professional world, maybe as an athlete or as some professional in some sort of way that changed them into the health and fitness industry specifically. And in addition to that, I noticed that a lot of health and fitness individuals also love path of education, and entrepreneurs love to be teachers. And how funny that you put yourself into that position of wanting to be a teacher as well, being able to create that first course at San Diego. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in this industry loves sharing and connecting knowledge and with people that apply to their lives and the better people are. And everything, respecting the fact that our industry and shape of it, the direction that happened, everything, it's always changing. It's how society accepts and adopts nutrition, and it's about your ability to stay true to fundamentals and the core principles and what's doing. We had evolution nutrition for a number of years. We had very good knowledge. We had a very good community built. The 2 million customers have been there out. And when I looked at the Ford with regards to daily memory, and I saw, how can I truly impact people's lives? How can I truly make a positive impact in someone's life with regards to nutrition? And I literally took a step back and I said, what's the missing element? Is it the fact that one hook has 1.5 million recipes. I'm going to create an app that has 2 million recipes. So I'm going to be an embodiment app that people need. Is that what they really need? Or do people need support? Do people need love? Do they need to feel emotion? How do you do that with an app? And so that was the foundation for my journey, my new journey with Daily Nourish, was literally not planning nutrition, not planning recipes or meals or anything like that, but just going back to the foundation of what do people need in their lives to support them to make the right decisions with regards to their nutrition. And so now we start looking at, you're not looking at the destination, you're looking at your journey, but you're looking at what barriers are there that are keeping me from making the small changes, following the plan on my journey, or whether I should be going with it. Someone wants to lose 20 pounds, that's all they're thinking about. That's 3-4 months down the road, or even more, whatever the fact is. That's nowhere in your head. It's nowhere in your reality right now. It's your fucking impact. You can't. What you can impact is you can impact what I can do today, what I can do tomorrow, and it's those small steps that obviously get the results that you want. The journey of 1,000 steps, right? The quote and everything. But when I said in the beginning that the journey versus the destination was really important with regards to nutrition and how people see themselves, because with regards to nutrition, it's all about understanding certain principles that are going to help you make choices. With regards to Daily Nourish, we have principles. I established 7 principles from the beginning that I wanted to be right through the heart of the organization. And that was the first day. The first day is, I learned about it fully, whatever it was. And I didn't talk about nutrition at all. I talked about what are the principles, what are our values, what are you going to have that will really connect with the person and help change their life. And one, the first foremost, is reforming what I call the diet mentality. Okay. So that is a beautiful word. That's in Greek. It means positive. It means enrichment. It means nourishment. You see the word diet? It's a 4-letter word. It's restriction. It's removal. It's all of these negative. And so now when you put some type of negative energy or focus into something that's part of you, the food, whatever it is, it's just that negative energy, it doesn't need to be there. So one, understand and accept the diet mentality that your diet is something that you can follow in the doctor or through life, but also making peaceful food. There's no such thing as a diet food, that's true. There's better choices. So, and then we want to do it. That's a choice. That's a choice you can make, or a better choice is having your little strip berries, whatever it is. So don't associate a negative energy or negative label on food, because now it's just going to get out of control. And then, so you're associating with this positivity with food and nutrition and meals, because that's just going to nourish your body. Honoring your hunger, and one of the most important principles is weight loss, which 90% of the population can have. It doesn't have to mean that you don't get nourished. You can have weight loss, weight management, and nourishment at the exact same time. And that was one of the foundations of the plans that we were building in the path of Daily Nourish, was that how can we focus on nutrients first? What is a meal? What is a plan? What is a plan? What is your journey to my needs to fully nourish their bodies? And that's actually not that many calories. So if you focus on living and nourishing your body through nutrients as opposed to just focusing on 20 calories and everything, that's when you'll achieve complete fullness and satiety. You won't be hungry. You will lose weight over time to your body and your mind and completely. So it's a message to me.
People need to grasp that concept. And see so many people who say either A, I can't have that because I'm on a diet. So automatically it puts this negative restriction on them. Or B, they say, I need to get X, Y, and Z in. So I'm going to get protein shake, protein bar, protein chips, protein donuts, whatever it is. And it's still processed junk food for the most part, but they're not nourishing their bodies. And what I tell people to focus on, not macronutrients, so to speak, I'm actually shifting my thought process myself on that, but to focus on getting nutrients in. Protein is a nutrient. Carbohydrates can be a nutrient. What really refines the nutrients from the carbohydrate are the micronutrients. The fiber intake is something that could be actually beneficial to the person, whether it's a sweet potato or is it a crab? What is the difference of what comes from nutrients? Vitamins and minerals, are there colors provided in their diet? And so I like the idea of what you just said, that it's a beautiful word. It's people think of this lifestyle choice that they have and that they don't like diets because they'd rather have a lifestyle choice. But having a diet would mean that you are making conscious choice throughout your life to make smarter decisions.
Absolutely. Yes. And that goes on back to our principle that we focus on also is that we need to meal plan. Okay. I'm not going to get that database information of evolution, nutrition, and that. Sometimes it's great to have a diet, it's great to have a plan, but with daily nourish, what we focus on is it's not being served to causing negative energy in your life because you have to adopt, you have to eat every single food, every single ingredient, whatever it is, but it's a guide. It's a guide on a journey because what we want to do is we want to change your knowledge and awareness of what you're eating, find a path and create better. Better nourishing patterns. When we go to creatures of habit, right? We buy the exact same things and the exact same qualities. We make the exact same foods. Everything that says eight recipes are eight meal plans. Guess what? If you put more than two ingredients together, that's a recipe that you have. And so, you know, but obviously, we know in the industry, it's chicken breasts all day long. You'll eat before. But the whole negative situation, yes, and everything, we need to, a lot of people get and accept the fact that I want to learn, I want more knowledge, I want more personal growth. Personal growth could mean also, I have a better awareness of what's really going to nourish my body, and I'm going to make better food choices. So when I talk about daily nourishment, we'll talk about the plans and the habits. I'm not saying this is a meal plan. I'm saying it's a guide. It's a journey because, yeah, from a business perspective, I want you to use for the rest of your life, but I want you to be like my child, educating you, helping you with guidance and support and love. And then there's going to be an important time where you're going to have to do this on your own. You're going to have to make decisions on your own. And so now when you're at a restaurant and you look at a portion size, you don't have to finish it. You go to the hospital. You can make certain decisions now with your life that will have a positive impact for the rest of your life. And so now it's now this connection where, you know, daily nourishment and the out and everything, where obviously getting these aligned and obviously the business, we have to generate revenue and everything. At the end, also, I'm standing true to the connection law. I really hope that it helps people understand we can have a positive association with food and work and everything. So,
I love leading into this because I want to talk about daily nourish. We talk about how we nourish our bodies, but daily nourish, as you were explaining it on the terms, doesn't just nourish the body, it nourishes the mind, body, and soul combined. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Holistic. Absolutely. Holistic. Yeah. It's what we said before with regards to any need to be any negative association with food. There's better choices. But that goes now, when you have something, food and nutrition is one of the most impactful things in our entire life. The amount of time and the commitment and everything that you spend on groceries and food. Even if you just eat normally, whatever, it's one of the most impactful things in our life. And to have something that big as a part of who we are, to say that there are positive changes that I can make that's going to nourish my body more and as I go over to a better mindset and feeling better, and goes to one of the principles of daily nourish with regards to mindfulness. Mindfulness now is being in the present moment, honoring and respecting and actually being aware of everything that goes into your body. When you're at the grocery store, most of us shop online, but if you're at the grocery store and you're picking out foods, what I tell people is pick out a food that you know is healthy and just hold it in your hands and connect with it. Connect with the nutrition. Connect with the love and the positivity that's going to bring and the nourishment that's going to bring your body. That's the starting point. Because now, when you took that home and you start to boil it and then you start eating it, positivity and the love and that self-love and everything, it flows and it's all connected. And then make decisions on what food I'm going to buy. When you actually buy the food, when you first learn the food, the entire process, you have the ability to connect with the nutrients, which is why I tell people that your goal is not 2-3 months on the road. You wake up in the morning, your goal is breakfast. Nourish your body, connect with the nourishment, and nourish your body, mind, and soul, like you said. And it's all inclusive. And you know what? When you finish breakfast, stop. We finish our meals and we jump up and we just get on with our day. And you know what? Just take a pause. Take a pause. After you finish your meal, they connect with that. Connect with the love and the positivity you have associated with. And that's success. Now you just achieved your goal with that one meal. You know what? If you eat 3 or 4 times a day, that's 3 or 4 huge successes you can have in a 24-hour period. And now you're not just associating success with 2-3 months down the road. You're feeling empowerment. And you're feeling positivity. And that is what is going to put people on the path to achieve their goal. And we lost some time. They will. You'll fit in those genes. You'll see what you want on the outside if you focus what's best for me on the inside. And then it's, like you said, it's body, mind, soul, heart. So it's all connected. It's all connected.
That's beautiful. The term self-love, when you said it earlier, that is by form of nourishing our body. I love the word connection because I think of relationships. We have a relationship with our diet, with the food selection. We have a relationship with children. We have a relationship with spouses and partners and people in this world, friendships. And are you mindless with your friendships? Are you mindless about your parenting? Are you mindless about your intimacy? Or are you engaging in deep conversations? Are you making deep contact, eye contact, physical contact, some sort of mental connection? How are you respecting your food in that same sense versus mindlessly eating in front of the TV, just scarfing down and not even recognizing a single bite that you took? That's not giving yourself the respect as you would in a relationship as you. Do you feel that too?
Absolutely. And that's one of the best things we can do. Let's turn our phones off. Let's put them down. We're just going to, even though I haven't, and you know what? You're creating their meals, you're creating the food, you're called out. Get the phone. Let's focus. You see all of these, just people eating out, people at home, families eating together, and they're just putting their food mindlessly into their mouth, and they're connected to technology. So they dissociated from the food. How are you going to feel a connection with the food if you're disconnected from it? So exactly right. I agree 100%. There's so many tiny little things that we can do to build our lives through food and nutrition. And it's actually a lot easier than saying, I'm going to completely change my nutrition over the next 90 days. I'm going to commit to 1,000 calories. See how much fulfillment and enjoyment you have over that. Or you just want to pass the 9 days and talk to her and you can sit in the veins and then go on with your life. So but that's what we do. That's over commitment. That's over intensity. We don't need intensity to be in our lives that creates a negative energy. And so I tell people with a resident nutritionist, you know what? Just relax. It doesn't seem to be easy. One of the key points of a daily nourish also is that acknowledging and honoring and accepting that you're going to have fear. You're going to have insecurities. You're going to have doubt. So all of these And when you feel, whether it's all of them, they're completely natural and exactly. And you can say something you don't think was good for you. Was it in the past? Then is it going to impact you going forward? No. But stop thinking about it. Don't let the past, don't let any decisions that you made affect or impact your steps going forward, because that's going to hurt you even more. We get into this vicious cycle where we have strain and we have fear and we have doubt and everything, and it impacts our decisions going forward. And then we never get on the right path. And so the core principles of daily nourish and nutrition and health and wellness and mind, body, spirit, everything like that, it starts with some really easy principles, but they're not natural for us. And we have to retrain ourselves. But as you're saying yourself, is action, right? Action, you get to action. Action is what, so you just have to start doing it. And that's where the small steps come in. Don't think about the destination, focus on the journey.
The core principles, that's what you just reminded me about right now, because I think of those principles as core values in a relationship. And when you mentioned earlier in that, if I eat zero carbs and for 90 days, I have this amount of calories and I do the X, Y, and Z, I'm setting standards. That's setting standards for a relationship versus focusing on the core values to progress that relationship. And I now am going to ask you, what do you believe is the difference between adolescent nutrition and daily nourish? I'm starting to take my own insight as to evolution nutrition is a very professionally driven app or software, where daily nourish is a very personal driven app that focuses on that individual. Both do, but it really gets to that deeper level of connection.
Yeah, it would be evolution nutrition is a professional service. So we're focused on the business. We are focused on the in person, but we're focused on the business. Tell everybody there is a future where we see a rebirth, a potential services model that encompasses aspects of what we all about evolution nutrition, the services, and what we love about daily nourish. And that is part of our evolution. That is part of our evolution and growth. And that's me, when I had no idea. But it's in migration. It's in my path. It's a destination. And I'm focusing on the journey.
So for anyone who's listening right now, because I know you just said don't tell anyone, but I'm going to tell everybody who's listening to the podcast. So for anyone who's listening and is saying, okay, Jeff, I want to get on this app, but I struggle with tracking. I struggle with setting the daily path in hand and you know, actually follow through with it. How simple is this app for anybody to use?
It's very simple. Our large or complex, too much complexity as it is. There's no reason to have complexity, choices, questions, and everything to nutrition, because when you apply that to nutrition, it's work. But it's exciting initially, but just like with everything else, it's a change and it's work and you don't really like doing it. It's exciting initially, but then you'll just lose. So that doesn't follow with the path that we're trying to connect with people in terms of changing their lives in a lifetime journey, because I want someone to have the same experience the first week they followed our app to 6 months and down the road, whatever it is. The core principles and the love that they're feeling from the app and the support that they're feeling from us is the same. We talk about even complexity. There's a principle called complexity of choice. There's a standard with regards to the theory weight, with regards to if you have the more choices you give somebody to make choice that they made, they will have less of a positive connection with, because there are so many other choices. There are so many other decisions that they could have made deep down in their mind and soul and everything. They're fully satisfied with the decision they make. Example, I have a million recipes to choose from in my, even though the app supports through artificial intelligence or whatever Google's going to do in terms of you making those decisions, it's still decisions from a ton of other decisions. Once I create my plan, how do I know that was the best? And so that's what's in the back of our minds. And I knew that from day one. So what we wanted to do is, people don't need complexity in their lives. They need truth, and they don't need choices. What they need is, they need support. They need love, but they need guardrails. That's what I call them, is I call them flexible guardrails. Problems is, if you give someone a plan, you have to meet this exactly, no changes whatsoever, the guardrails. But They're inflexible. They don't move. They don't provide any choice or freedom for the user. So our plans include swapping features that allows you to exchange for other recipes and to create a plan that's in line with the food that you want to eat. But every single choice that you made, they're going to make sure that your nutrition and your stays consistent. You're going to get all the nutrients you need. You're going to get everything. If I have 1.5 million recipes that I'm picking from, probably not going to get all the nutrients that I need. Calories and macros, I'm going to get the first thing I like, but I'm probably not going to get the nutrients that I need. And that is the foundation for daily nutrition. And when we talk about complexity in people's lives with regards to nutrition, it goes all the way to how big is the recipe? How many ingredients there are? The grocery costs, these economic factors, everything comes into play. It impacts someone's life. It's not just what they put in their mouth. So that was a core piece of our process from the very beginning, was design the meal plans with those flexible grand meals. Design the plans with minimal ingredients, because you don't need extra flavor. You need synergy. You need synergy between certain ingredients to create the flavor that you need. So now we're creating flavors way beyond ingredients, and double the ingredients of us, but it's because they were put together a certain way and they were tested. And so the more part and the energy and the love you put into the product that you want people to have to change their lives, the better the product's going to be. Yeah, we'll get it out of the future of as I say every day, or as I say every week, it's just the beginning.
Can you share what all features are included in the app? Not just the meal plans, grocery shopping, obviously those are great components, but the mind and soul fits as well.
So that's, as I mentioned, Beth, we talked about earlier, the barriers that we feel sometimes more barriers in terms of walls that prevent you from moving forward, but it'll provide you with the support to give you the level of evidence appeared to make the right decision. So, you know, when you look at homes, it's hard to connect emotion and love and soul and emotion with an app. It's a technology. Why would that ever be? But the experience that you provide people with in terms of the pictures and the words and the inspiration and everything like that, when they connect with that, they're connecting with the app and they're connecting with the brand and they're connecting with love. An app can show love, and an app and technology can provide support, but that's not what companies focus on. And so now when you have this disconnect, all it is a cart that it has a million recipes and it's all my macros and it does everything for me. So I don't have to do anything. Great. How did you feel after you did that? Did you feel empowered? Did you feel like you could take on the world, or whatever it was? Or the journey with the app isn't just following recipes, it isn't just following the daily nutrition, but what we do is we provide inspiration. So we have inspirational quotes and inspirational stories included that we have actually followed when you first open the app. So you wake up in the morning, whatever, other any app, social media app, whatever, that you pull up on your phone, and you eventually get to our app. When you hit the button, you're not going to see anything with regards to nutrition. You're going to see a daily inspiration quote with a beautiful picture that was put together specifically to create positivity and love. And so you have that feeling, because what we want is, we want every day you to look, to come to life, not just for nutrition, but to feel good. Because if you have that to start your day, you know what? Your day might be pretty good. To have the ability to have that impact on people's lives, it just goes along with the whole principles and the foundation of the goals and why we developed it. But that's the core piece. Thank you.
I learned this from actually my dance instructor, Freely Prado. I had asked her, can you come to my retreat and teach the girls confidence? And she goes, I would think you can teach confidence, but I can show them and have them feel just like love. You can't teach someone love, but you can show them and you can have them feel love. And that's how they can learn from themselves. And I think of people who go on and they hop on Instagram, TikTok, some sort of app on their phone, right? they're not learning. Somebody's not teaching that this is what love is, this is what connection is, this is what nourishment is. They're seeing it be done, and then they're getting connected through the feeling that they're getting from it, and people get moved by it. The news tends to love a lot of necessary negative or scary things because they know how to move people that way. When you see someone win the lottery, that on the news, that's like the rare, beautiful thing that we see as well. And we connect with puppies, dogs, right? Those are easy things to get us to feel, and we see that. And I just think of media in that way too. So it brings me to laughter because you connect with it.
Absolutely. And it's technology and experiences that people can have with technology and something like that. It could be beautiful. It could be as beautiful as what the ascendant said, or they'll know that have that impact on people's lives, because we're only going to get more connected to technology. We're going to lift the technology for solutions for to help our lives and whatever it is. And we have to be smart with it in a certain manner. And know that sometimes the shortest experience can be the best one for me. And so that's what we launched. And I feel like this little David and Goliath, like going up against the big industry, but the big names of the world, the big whatever. And I'm staying whole. I'm holding true that we will impact people's lives, and we are, and that we'll grow and evolve and share everything about someone's life.
What do you believe will be best outcome for Daily Nourish at its prime? What do you see as a big dream vision for it?
To adapt with the ability of some technology to connect with people. So there is. 3-4 years ago, the industry was completely different thing. And what we need to do is to align yourself, and that's the principles of us, is along yourself with what that we're seeing people are taking with regards to how they're adjusting their nutrition. One of the biggest examples is people know they need to eat less. And they're doing that. Are they just restricting their calories, or now are they going to get weekly injections of any type of low offset, whatever it is? So now that's a path that people are choosing to be a part of their life and how they're addressing nutrition, but there's no digital experience that's connected to that. So now what you have the ability to do is you have the ability to connect with the path of consumers and how people are addressing their nutrition, and you may be able to influence their lives a little bit because they're already committing to a path. If there's a way that we can align with them, then there's a good chance that they're going to align with the principles that we have provided. So, yeah, it's learned from the beginning. The word evolution, it was true to its nature. It's to evolve, you have to adapt, because that's life.
What do you believe is the best advice for someone who is maybe seeking some sort of injection like Ozempic, or have some sort of diet pills lost? Because I've seen that actually from my mom growing up. She'd go down to Mexico across the border, take a bunch of diet pill medications and walk quick fix. And I've always wanted to teach her, and now she's at that point where she realizes those things are not long-term. They're not actually educating people or teaching people on how to do this themselves for the life game, right? A long haul. And what would be the best advice to give somebody in that position?
Sometimes the best solution that you think, just because it gives you results, it's not the best for you. So you have to take ownership and take accountability. Yes, you have to. As people, there's only one person that's accountable for their own health and body and mind and self-love and everything like that. So the most important relationship, the most important person that you have in your life is with you. And so you have to educate yourself, and you have to make the right decisions, and know that if you're going to take something or go on some, it's going to impact your hunger or whatever it is, that's, you're still accountable and you're still responsible for decisions that you make while you're on that. And so but we don't like that. We see that as work. So again, that's going back to connecting with the journey and connecting with positivity and self-love. Knowing that everything that I'm doing during the day, being in your heart, is bettering my life. And now I'm holding myself accountable for that. And I'm in control. I'm in control of my own happiness. I'm in control of my own present moment. I'm in control of what happens to me 5 seconds from now. Maybe not. So that's that level of ownership and that level of it's once you get it, it's really the most motivating thing you've ever experienced in your life. And you don't necessarily always have to go side to side, because the purpose of all of these differences and all of these things outside, they get external, those are short form, they make you feel good about yourself. But you need to find some talent to translate that back to how can I create that empowerment self. So that's one of the biggest things that I would, when I told people, I used to live on the good list, to know that I can do it. You know, I can create love and I can create positivity and create my own happiness. I'm in control. And it's the truth. It's really simple, isn't it?
There's like hope. It's easier said than done, but it really is what you understand and grasp the concept. There's no other way. So my last two questions for you, I love asking these, and with the topic that I just talked about with our nourishment of mind, body, and soul, if there are things in this world that we can and can't control, I call the wave of when emotions or choices. There's other people who make choices around us, have a choice for ourselves. With the waves in life, I would love to ask you, how do you handle the waves that you can ride, the things in life that you can control and can't control? How do you handle them?
A lot differently than I handled them 4 or 5 years ago. It's easier so that life's going to have us up and downs and how you achieve it. Seeing it's a lot easier than actually doing it when you actually hold something that's negative and you feel perks from one of the biggest things that I learned through even things like mindfulness, taste, self-discipline, and everything else is the one thing we're in control of, no matter where that wave is, you have the ability to pause. Everybody can pause to let you drive in. You have the ability to just take the time and pause and focus on the most natural human thing that you would use, your heartbeat and your breath. And no matter where you are in that mode, if you're able to pause, close your eyes, focus on the heartbeat and your breath, which is the two forces of life, things should seem a lot easier and a lot more calm. And there's, again, either something you have to deal with, you're going to react to things, you're human, whatever it is, but no matter what happens, no matter what you do or how you react to things and what you do, you have to be okay with it. You have to forgive yourself or you have to have self-love or whatever it is, but then just know that you're in control. You're in control of your nutrition, you're in control of your time, you're in control of your present moment. So you're in control of how I deal with ways.
I love that. Very well said, Jim. Thank you for everything, for being on the show, for sharing your insight, for nourishing us with more wisdom, knowledge, and I will definitely be downloading this. I think it's my daily, especially while in travel, currently here in Thailand. The excuse that people always say is, I can't stay on track with my life because I'm doing other things in this world. But I think that's the most important time too for us to stay rooted to ourselves and goals and who we are through practices that we teach in nourishing our body day in and day out, no matter where in the world we are, no matter what circumstance, things that we can and can't control. That's really.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on the podcast and sharing your experiences also and sharing my story with the community and people that really look up to you. And
like I said before,
sharing
and connecting is one of the most beautiful things in this life that we have.
There's empowerment. There's positivity and growth that you can get from it. Human connection, human love, there's the most powerful offer.
So thank you for giving me the ability to do that.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.